AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli troops have launched a new assault into the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. Medics say at least 21 Palestinians killed in a wave of airstrikes. The military says they're targeting Hamas fighters they claim still operate there. Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it will send a team next week to resume negotiations over a ceasefire and hostage release. That follows a joint statement from the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar demanding Israel and Hamas return to the stalled talks. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
President Biden's going to continue to do what's right. He has Israel's back against Iran and its proxy groups. He has Israel's back on this deal. He won't allow extremists to blow things off course, including extremists in Israel.
Though no longer a tropical storm, the remnants of Debbie have been lashing the Northeast with heavy rain and flooding. New York and Pennsylvania getting hit hard, and northern Vermont's getting hit again, too. Flood and tornado watches up. But Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service says Debbie should be moving on soon.
The center of the system is expected to work its way into the St. Lawrence Valley by this evening and continue to work but move further to the east along the St. Lawrence River into southeastern Canada. So as it does, the rainfall is expected to diminish as we move through the overnight, so that by this time tomorrow, things will be pretty dry across a good portion of the northeastern U.S.
A Brazilian airline says one of its passenger planes has crashed in a residential neighborhood of Vinhedo in São Paulo state. All 61 aboard were killed. Donald Trump's plane was diverted on its way to Bozeman, Montana, due to a mechanical issue. It landed safely in nearby Billings. The former president set to attend a rally tonight in Bozeman. And a California man with a history of political violence has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for repeatedly attacking police with flagpoles and other makeshift weapons during the January 6th Capitol riot. This is AP News. Olympic controversy in women's boxing.
Algerian boxer Imani Khalif is fighting as a welterweight. Liu Ting of Taiwan is a featherweight. There's been a global furor about their sex.
Our decision is very clear. Women must be allowed to take part in women's competitions.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach.
And the two are women.
Bach was asked if the Olympics sacrifice safety to be inclusive.
This is not a question of inclusion. This has never played a role in all this. This is a question of justice. Women have the right to participate in women's participation.
Both were disqualified and denied medals at the 2023 World Championships by the Russian-dominated International Boxing Association, claiming both fighters failed a murky eligibility test for women's competition. I'm Ed Donahue.
Imani Khalif won gold today. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.